Radio Nederland presents the 1964 Holland Festival. This was the 17th time the Holland Festival was held, and as in past years, the organization aimed at presenting to the public performances of both works from the orchestral and operatic standard repertoires and of various contemporary works. To this last category belong performances of music by Schoenberg, Webern, Lucas Foss, Charles Ives, Hans Werner Henze, and especially Benjamin Britten, whose parable opera Curlew River and the cantata Misericordium had their continental premiere during the Holland Festival 1964. A great number of prominent groups and soloists, both Dutch and foreign, were invited to contribute. As for opera, apart from the Netherlands Opera, the ensemble of the National Croat Theatre from Zagreb and the English Opera Group appeared. Ballet was represented by the Netherlands National Ballet, the Netherlands Dance Theatre, and the English Royal Ballet. Dutch singers like Erna Spoerenberg and Cora Kannemeyer shared honors with such great foreign vocalists as Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, Galina Wisniewskaja, and Elisabeth Schwarzkopf. Apart from the well-known Dutch orchestras, the Concertgebouw Orchestra and the Residentie Orchestra, there's usually also one of the famous foreign orchestras taking part in the Holland Festival. Among the orchestras which performed in the festival during the past few years were the Philadelphia Symphony Orchestra, the Cleveland Orchestra, and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. This year, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Herbert von Karajan, had come to Holland for a number of concerts in Amsterdam and The Hague. It was a remarkable series of concerts, which culminated in the performance of the Symphony in E, the Seventh Symphony, by Anton Bruckner. The composer was 60 when he finished his Seventh Symphony, and for him it meant his first wide recognition. From the performance the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra gave of this symphony in the Amsterdam Concertgebouw during the 1964 Holland Festival, you'll now hear the Adagio. It is the part which has strong connections with the death of Richard Wagner, who was deeply admired by Bruckner. Bruckner once confided to his pupils that the music of the Adagio had come to him when he had a premonition of Wagner's death. When Wagner died on February 13, 1883, Bruckner had already composed most of the Adagio. Deeply impressed by the news, he completed it in a very short time. He added to the score the dedication, "In memory of the fervently loved, immortal master." Traces of Wagner's music, especially the music of Ring der Nibelungen and Parsifal, can be recognized clearly in this Adagio. It is a deeply moving piece of mourning music, which records in sound the close connections between Bruckner and Wagner. It is among the most inspired pages ever written by Bruckner. Here, then, is the Adagio from Anton Bruckner's Seventh Symphony, played by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. The Adagio from the Seventh Symphony in E by Anton Bruckner was played by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. You've been listening to a program of music from the 1964 Holland Festival, coming to you through the transcription service of Radio Nederland in Holland.